Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier. I'm the queer guy with the third eye. My show is a call-in advice show that blends New Age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. It is Psychic Dougal Frazier. Benny, of course, in Seattle. Benny, Happy New Year. And David's here, of course. Good morning, Davey.
Hey, Doogie.
Oh, my God. First of all, Benny, how was your holiday?
Oh, super wonderful. And may I just break it out? Oh, do I have it? I don't have it ready. I was going to have some little horns ready, but that's okay. Oh, wait, I do.
Yeah,
wait.
Okay. It's the thought that counts.
Yay! I still have
it. I love it. So, guys, as you know, this year we did our staycation, which brought up quite a bit of issues with my family.
Oh.
You know, Hanukkah and Christmas fell on the same week, so David and I were like, you know, every year we run, we grab our suitcases, we fly, we do everything, and it just becomes exhausting. So this year, it was our little practice. We were going to see what it felt like to just stay home and kind of do what we wanted. And I have to admit something.
Uh-oh.
Guilty pleasure. It was the most amazing holiday ever.
Good for you guys.
It was so great. Don't get me wrong. There were certainly elements of the family that I missed and all that good stuff. But I have never been more relaxed. You know, dinner, everything flowed when we wanted to do it. It was just absolutely lovely.
No travel stress, no airplanes
nothing.
To catch.
It was
nothing.
Perfection. There was one snafu, though, that I think you'll enjoy this story, Benny. So
I can feel it coming.
So, of course, on Christmas morning, you know, we woke up fairly early, and we decided to open presents and then have breakfast. And then when we were finished, we were going to call my family so that we could connect with them.
Mm-hmm.
So first, I called my mom in Dallas, and it went to voicemail. So I left her a message thanking her for what she gave us and all that good stuff. Then I called my sister, and my dad was there, so I talked to my dad. And we talked to my niece and nephew, and we talked to my brother-in-law and my sister and all that good stuff. And then I saved the last call to call my 96-year-old grandmother. And the last time I called her, she said, you know, your number always comes up private because I don't, no offense, guys, I don't want
people
calling
me. Private kind
of
guy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm very important, darling.
Right.
I can't be in a phone book.
Yeah, right.
So I unblock my home number so that my grandmother can see it so that she'll answer the phone because it freaks her out if it's private. So I always dial *82 and I call her and Gamma picks up the phone. And
aww.
Of course, she can hardly hear. So it's like a very sweet conversation. And I'll say things like, did you like my card? And she'll start talking about the weather. And it's just adorable. And I love
the
her.
The card, Grandma. The card.
I know. And she's like, the car? The who? So I hang up the phone and we go on with our day. And I can't believe that the rest of my family isn't calling. And I'm like, wow, did I hurt my mom's feelings? You know, it's 2:00. The phone hasn't rung and friends haven't called. And I'm like, you know, I'm not like Catholic or, you know, born again or something. But, you know, it's baby Jay's birthday. Like, we have a moment. We reflect. We connect with family. And the phone's not ringing. And I started getting kind of sad about it. And I said to David, I was like, you know, I feel like I've done something wrong. Maybe
you
everybody's
were
hurt
pissed.
With me. Right.
Yeah, right.
So now it's,
you just
now
pissed
it's,
the entire family off.
Now it's 7:30 at night and the phone still isn't ringing.
Uh-oh.
So David and I are making dinner and I noticed that occasionally the phone will go and then stop. And I'm like, that is so weird. So I pick up my cell phone and I dial our home number. And before I even hear a ring, I hear my grandmother's voice. And she goes, Carol, stop it. What the hell is wrong with you? And she is screaming at the top of her lungs. So I hang up my cell phone and I look at David and I said, did you just hear my grandmother yelling at my mother?
Which I did. I didn't hear anything. I didn't know what was going on.
And I started getting really panicky and I was like, are our lines crossing? And then something clicked in my head. My dad had called my cell phone earlier and he said, I think my cell phone is broken because every time I call you, I keep getting Gamma. And I looked at David and I said, I think I forwarded my phone number to my 96-year-old grandmother all day long.
Well, it was more like, David, turn off the forwarding.
So all day long,
really?
Anyone who called us got forwarded to Florida to my 96-year-old grandmother, who goes to sleep at like 7:45, and she has these like siren things on her phone because she can't hear anything.
So
all night long, the poor woman is being woken up in the middle of the night. So I'm
by her ex-daughter-in-law.
By her ex-daughter-in-law. So I'm calling my dad. Funny. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to kill Gamma. I didn't mean to. And we're all trying to explain to her what's happening. And she is like screaming about it. Get a phone book. Figure it out. So I ruined my 96-year-old grandmother's Christmas day.
Well, it's kind of a blessing in disguise, so to speak. So.
How is that a blessing in disguise?
Oh, come on. Because, you know, you really wanted, you know, the day to, like, go off very well and kind of spun back around. Maybe you shouldn't do it again next year.
My poor mother has not talked to her ex-mother-in-law in a really long time. So when I finally got a hold of my mom, she was like, I've called you like 10 times and I thought I was having a stroke because every time I dialed your number, your grandmother would answer. And she was like, hilarious. She said the nastiest things to me.
Well, imagine you got called, what was it, 8 times in one day?
Yeah. Yeah, you know? Knowing my mother, it's like back to back to back, and yes. She's trying to get it over and over again. So that kind of makes for what was our festive Christmas moment. So guys, before we went off the air, before the break, don't forget we had an amazing contest. Benny, drum roll, please.
Drum roll, and here you go.
Okay, our winner will be receiving a $150 gift basket for your pet, either dog or cats, and my favorite animal intuitive, Danielle McKinnon's beginner animal communication course. Our winner is Douglas Whitlow. David, where does Douglas live? Do we know?
Not offhand.
Okay. Well, Douglas, I enjoy you. I'm glad you won. We'll get an email to you today, and you can get more information on your exciting winnings. Okay, so we have a really exciting show today. Glenys McCants, the numbers lady, is coming on, and the fact that we haven't met is, like, insane. She's been on Dancing with the Stars. We were actually both on the same episode of Dancing with the Stars. She was recently on the talk. She was spectacular. I'm calling her the diva of digits, and here's the deal. I know nothing about numerology, and this is the kind of thing where clients will call me and be like, I'm in a 6th year, and I'm kind of like, right. I know nothing about that. I failed math more times than I care to even explain. So we have a superstar expert coming in to give readings to you live. We're going to talk about last year, the new year, and how numbers influence your life. So we're going to go to a break. When we come back, our guest today, Glenys McCants, author of the book Love by the Numbers. She's giving away 3 copies. How amazing is that? We're going to talk about when we come back. Guys, it's 2012, our first show. I'm so excited. I'm Dougal Fraser. Stay with us.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, guys. It's me, Psychic Dougal Fraser, and joining me is Colette Baron-Reed. Colette, do you want to tell them the news?
You bet I do. Next April, I've asked Dougal and psychic Dr. Carmen Hara to host a Caribbean cruise with me.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. You guys, on April 21st, 2012, we will set sail from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, on a 7-night journey through the Western Caribbean. Where are we going, Colette?
We're going to all the best beaches, Princess Keys in the Bahamas, Curacao, Aruba. And when you're not enjoying the sun, there'll be readings, lectures, and classes taught by all of us.
Guys, you really don't want to miss out on this opportunity. So if you want to get more information about our Caribbean cruise, Psychics on the Sea, go to ColetteBaronReed.com or DougalFraser.com. Click on our appearances or events page and you can find out how to join. Colette, I will see you on the Lido deck.
You betcha.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Do you feel trapped by your own bad habits? Are you still eating the wrong foods or smoking? Or just trapped in self-destructive thinking? If so, help is available at StephanieRisley.com. Let certified hypnotherapist Stephanie Risley reprogram your brain. Her Power Tools of Transformation CD series can help you take control of your life. Call 323-933-4377 or go to StephanieRisley.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is Psychic Dougal Fraser. So I don't know how to begin. My guest today, the amazing numerologist Glynis McCants, her new book out, Love by the Numbers. I just have to talk about a few things that she's done. In 2008, on The View, she predicted Obama would win. She's been on The Tyra Banks Show, Today Show, Beyond with James Von Prague, Entertainment Tonight, The Talk. And again, Glynis, we were both on Dancing with the Stars, but we didn't get to meet each other
that day.
No. What's that all about? We know so many people in common.
Yes.
We used to do Lisa's show. We used to do all that. First of all, welcome.
And Colette Baron Reed.
I know. Adore her.
We adore.
Yeah. She's the
wonderful.
Best.
And you guys are working together, right, on a cruise?
We are. Yeah. We're doing a cruise this year.
When will that be?
That is going to be on April 21st.
See, that sounds great.
I'm so excited about that. Very excited. So here's the deal. You heard me say before we went to the break, I am terrible with numbers.
Yes.
And I was thinking about this on the way here. I want to know, what was your kind of pull? I think it's a certain personality type that's pulled to either astrology or numerology. How did you kind of discover it in your life?
Honestly, I would tell you that numerology found me. I did not find it.
Really?
Not at all. I was 19. My heart was broken. I went to see a woman who was a numerologist. She explained that I did not miss my ex-boyfriend. I only missed his mother and sister because their vibration in numerology was naturally matched to mine.
Hmm.
And when she told me that, I was over it. After 2 years of total pain, I got it. It just clicked. Then I picked up a book on numerology, and I only read the brief definitions of 1 through 9. I could read anybody from that day forward, which simply means it was always God-given.
Right, right.
Yeah, like, numerology picked me. I mean, literally, I see numbers in everything.
But was that, like, when you were younger? Like, did you like math?
No, I'm an English major.
Really?
You know, that's my passion. I've written 3 books. English is my love. But I will tell you this. When I was a little kid, I remember the ABCs were chasing me like a dream, like ghost.
Right.
And literally ran upstairs to my parents, and I'll never forget it, because the ABC, they were huge. They were ghost looking.
Uh-huh.
ABC became 1, 2, 3.
Right.
And that's exactly what numerology does. So I think that was a foreshadowing. Like, that was a message to me as a little kid.
Right. Like, this is what you...
what my calling was.
Right.
But at the time, I didn't know. But it certainly rings true to me now.
What I love about your work... So you were on The Talk recently, and you were phenomenal.
Thank you.
And this is what I love about Glynis. How do I say this politely about some New Agers? Some New Agers come across very airy-fairy.
Oh, yeah.
You are so grounded.
Yes.
And you're able to translate information into really solid, good advice. Whether you're a believer in New Age stuff or not... You really zero in, and there's a psychological perspective. I always like that you give a dose of information on how people can kind of benefit from the knowledge.
Yes.
You were so good on that.
Well, what was fun is I had to read 5 people in under 6 minutes, which was ludicrous.
Yeah.
So you know what I did? Which I normally don't have to do, I memorized their numbers so that because I knew I'd have no time.
Okay.
And I just whipped through it, and I nailed every one of them. It was a magical
It was really
day.
Good. You know, you can always see on TV with hosts, because they make this face.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Where they go, they go, and everyone was making face, like, especially Sarah Gilbert. You definitely zeroed in on her.
Well, they all loved it. I mean, it was wonderful. And also at the end, what I loved is the book giveaway.
Yeah.
It was as if someone said, it was Oprah Winfrey giving you a car.
Right.
That audience could not have
jump
been more
jump
excited.
Jump and jump and jump it. Yeah. Now, when you were on the show, had Sarah already talked about her divorce or her separation from her partner?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe so. But the thing about her, as she said on air, she's like, look, years ago I met Glynis and I told her the show idea. She said it would be a hit and all that.
Yeah.
So it was nice to have had that. That was just a private party. It was her agent had a Halloween party and I read her.
Oh, cool.
But John Redman is a buddy.
He's the EP of that show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He knew me through Lisa Gibbons. Uh-huh. He booked me on Lisa, Tony Danza, and Tyra.
Oh, cool.
So how much do I love
How is John? Tyra?
She?
Huge America's Next Top Model fan.
I have to tell you.
Tell me.
Straight up a doll.
Really?
But,
yeah.
You know she's got that bad rap around her.
She does, yeah.
But here's why. I mean, it's in her numerology. When you're a 9 life path, it's the old soul number. So if you're not careful, you can come off as condescending and better than.
Uh-huh.
Well, she was kind of a little, you know, cool at until I read her.
Yeah.
The minute I read her, she lost her mind. I mean, you've never seen someone jump up and go, oh, you're scaring me. And then she throws her arms around me. She goes, no one's ever nailed me in 2 minutes the way you just did. So that's, you know, can you blame her? She's got a ton of people begging her for a break, right?
Of course, yeah.
Every pretty girl, can I be a model?
Of course.
So she has to have that protection. But as a human being, she's an angel.
I read that she makes $90 million a year from that reality franchise because it's in so many different countries.
I believe that's possible.
Yeah.
But here's what I also know. The heartbreak about Tyra, that was a hit show. But they were going to cut the money on other the people who worked there, not her.
You're talking about the talk show?
Yes.
Yeah.
They were going to cut the pay for everyone else. She's like, no, if you cut the pay on them, we're done. Because
good for her.
That wasn't where she made her money. It's like, look, I want everyone to benefit.
Right,
so
right.
That was really sweet.
Only, that is very sweet.
But and John Redman loves her.
Yeah.
And John's won 7 Emmys.
Wow.
That guy has an eye for talent. So for him to think the world of her when he worked with her 5 years,
right.
Who would know better than the EP?
Of course. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So how do you do it? So how does it work? You say when you zero in on someone and you connect with their number, how does it work?
Well, numerology is a science of numbers. It's 2,500 years old. Pythagoras was the creator of the system. People know that name through mathematics, like
right.
Geometry. The belief is that everything in the universe has vibration, but especially people.
Right.
And that's why when you meet somebody, you're like, oh, I really like this person. Or you meet someone and say, wow, they just drained me.
Right.
Well, you need to know what those are. And that's what I laid out in Love by the Numbers. You've got compatible numbers. You've got toxic numbers. Toxic means no matter what you say, they misunderstand you.
Yeah.
You know, when you're having a conversation and you have to keep rewording your sentence.
Right.
You're saying the same thing, too, but they're acting strange. That's vibration.
If you have a toxic number, is that forever or is it the way two numbers interact with each other?
It truly is a toxic number. Let me tell you the good news first.
Okay.
A natural match is someone who naturally gets you.
Mm.
Like, what's your guy's birthday?
David's birthday is 7/19.
78.
That's
78.
Right.
All right, hold on.
I got panicked there. What
all
if
right,
I don't
so
know?
101, 89. Yeah, well, I would have told you that I would have known that you guys were compatible. Obviously, that's what I do.
Yeah.
I could feel that in you. I wouldn't even ask on air. But technically, he's a sixth life path just like you. And actually, that's like two superpowers coming together. So it's about respecting each other for where you're different. And cheerleading each other is what makes it work. But what's funny is sixes, I actually wrote in my book, I said sixes have to be careful not to have such a perfectly cozy home. They don't want to leave it.
Right.
So that's funny because that's what you did for holiday.
Who's the six?
You both are.
We both are.
And you
six.
Both were staying there this time for holiday. You're like, you know what? Let's just hang out. And you had a blast.
Here's the thing, Glynis. Our friends always make fun of us. They call us two old ladies because
Thank
we
you.
Don't want to go anywhere.
No, that's in my book. You look up six with
I
six,
think I
you'll
vouch
crack
for that.
Up.
When we first moved to LA, we committed to each other. We were like, we have to meet people.
Yes.
So every time someone asks us out, we're going to say no. But it is like twisting our arm.
I know. No, it's not your preference. I mean, you love your surroundings. You like things to be a certain way. Like if it smells good, looks good, you're happy.
Wow.
The perfect meal.
You're right.
Lights, you know, put your candles, get the music. You guys are just in
heaven. That's pretty much our house.
Right. And so sometimes when energy comes in, and trust me, for what you do for a living, sometimes toxic energy, you know, I call it, if we're lights, sometimes the bugs want to hang out.
Can I get an amen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because that's true, it's like, I just want to be alone. And what's awesome about you guys as a couple, you're like water in the desert. You guys give each other water. You don't deplete each other.
Yeah.
But sometimes energy comes in that does.
Yeah, of course.
But how fun is that?
And it's so fun. It's amazing because, and the other thing about our home when you talk about lighting the candles is every night we light anywhere from 15 to 20 tea lights.
It's a ritual every night.
Room.
See?
And people who come to visit are always like, do you do this every night?
No, you do be, but let me tell you what, you have a sense of beautiful.
Mm.
And when things feel, if it smells good, I can't emphasize it enough. The six has a nose like no other. If there's something bad smelling in the house, you both would lose your mind. You're like, what is that?
The collection of essential oils, and I'm not just saying this. This
I
is
love
honestly
it.
True. And we go through phases. This is eucalyptus month.
Yes.
This is
lavender.
This is lavender. Yeah,
but
that's so funny.
But you both have a sense of it. That's what's nice. And also, you know, the six, when we talk about the sixth sense, it's not uncommon for a six to be very intuitive. So, yes, you have a gift, Dougal, but David feels truth, too.
Absolutely.
And he'll call it out. He'll just say, look, this doesn't feel good to me. Now, the difference is he has an 8 attitude, which means, okay, it's good to work hard, but where's the paycheck?
Right, I'm the more practical.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. More business side. He goes, okay, it's great, Dougal, but don't let them use you.
Yeah, but he'll make me do anything. Like, remember when Lifetime did that America's Next Psychic whatever, and they kept calling, and I was like, I'm not doing that show, and he was like, do it.
Well, it's an opportunity.
Here's why he said do it, because to him, in a he's got a business-minded attitude. He's just thinking the more exposure, the better.
Right.
Something's going to pop. Even if it's not that stupid show, maybe they'll see your gift and give you yours.
Right.
That's where he comes from.
Right.
Because if you don't get out there, then nothing happens.
Right.
But that's the difference in your attitude. Your attitude number, Dougal, is 9, which is humanitarian. You really do feel called to make the world a better place. And you really are the guy that when you make your big money, you want to help everybody.
I do.
That's what drives David crazy. Well, of course, he has to slow you down, grab you by the hair and say, hello, we need that money.
With Colette and the cruise, I was like, well, how many rooms can we give away?
No, she's like, we can't. Now, funny, because she's got the 8 just like he does. So she's like, slow down, cowboy. We're going to make this into a profitable thing. Right. Now, what I always say is, yes, God put you on a planet that costs money, so he's got to have ways for you to make some.
You're right.
It was his idea that it costs money to be here. Otherwise, you'd do it for free.
You're right.
But going back to the attitude of 9, you do want to help everyone. And then you're actually hypercritical of yourself.
Yes.
Because you're born on a 4-day, and the 4 says no matter how good, not good enough.
Yeah.
So that's something you have to overcome. It's like, you know what? Literally to say to yourself, I'm doing the best I can. I'm going to put on my Nikes and just do it. Otherwise, great ideas live and die in your head.
Yeah, it's true. I have this moment where, if I'm trying to write my second book right now, and I realize I just have to get it out there and stop thinking it's not good enough or the platform isn't big enough. Like,
no.
I get totally upset. You are 100%
correct. But that's your 4 doing that.
Yeah.
The 6 knows better. The 6 is the... That means, by the way, when things are messed up, you guys almost do better.
Mm.
It's okay, now we're in crisis mode. Let's fix it. Damage control is your specialty. But if things are quiet, you don't know what to do with yourself.
David said the last time I was on Good Day LA, we were stuck in traffic. So it took me like an hour and a half to get from North Hollywood all the way over to the... And I was so stressed.
Of course.
I mean, hitting the steering wheel. I was like, if I miss it, I miss it. You see me on camera and I'm like, good morning.
Showtime,
totally
folks.
Calm. But and it's true. I do better when I can't think about it.
I agree. Okay. I think it worked out better because you didn't have time to focus on anything other than getting there on time.
Right. The sheer panic of it all.
Yes. So, but let me tell you what you both need to learn to say in the morning, for real.
Sure.
The minute you open your eyes because you're 6, life pass, you should say, it's going good and I deserve it.
Yeah.
Literally, because you've got to get in the zone of believing it's okay for it to run smoothly. Because sometimes we think, well, maybe it's not. Maybe we always have to work so hard. No, you don't.
Yeah.
You've already done your homework. How many years have you had this gift that you do?
I've been practicing since I was like 16, and I'm 34 now.
Right. But when did you go professional?
About 19.
Okay. So my point is, you know, it takes 10 years to be an expert at anything.
Yeah.
You've put in your time.
Yeah.
Now you just want to share it with more people.
Right.
That's it. So that's why I said it's going good and I deserve it. We'll speed up the process.
I'm obsessed with you.
Well, there you go. Numbers lady, baby. I live it.
I love it. Guys, if you want to get a reading from Glynis, we are doing them all hour. Our number, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. We're going to quickly go to a caller right now. We have Ann in Tacoma. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm enjoying the show.
Oh, good. I'm glad. So, Glynis, what do you need from Ann?
Ann, I just need your full date of birth.
It is 3363.
Oh, no. I'm loving that with all those threes. That means you're a major communicator, Ann. If you have to shut up, you're miserable. Yes. You must express your opinion. You've got to let people know. But here's what's interesting. Although you're born on a 3-day, you're ultimately a 7 life path, which means you're an excellent observer of what's going on. Like, you could be in a party situation, one person's talking to you, but your ear is checking out everything else at the same time. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I do.
You do it all the time. So there's a thing called personal year cycle. And when January 1st begins, we all go into a new cycle. In your case, you're going into a cycle of 2, and 2 means trusting your intuition, and don't second guess. If you get that gut instinct that says yes or no, then go with it. Don't process it. You know, because sometimes you overthink. You've got the 3 and the 7, which you're just thinking too much. But if you just go with that gut instinct, it will not fail you. And are you single or dating?
I'm almost single. I'm just about to get a divorce.
Okay. Because here's some good news for you. In the cycle of 2, it means you can open yourself up to some healthy love. Because guess what? If you're going through a divorce, that tells me that love died a long time ago. Like, it died earlier.
Yeah.
Didn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So that means you're actually open to love. Speaking of which, I have a book called Love by the Numbers, Grasshopper. And you need it. It's how to find great love or reignite the love you have. But you want to play it by the numbers, because I'll tell you, if you just like what Dougal found with David, what I have with my husband, Charlie, you can have a healthy love. And that's what I want for you.
Oh, God, I love it. Thank you, Anne, so much for the call. Good luck with everything. Guys, if you want to get a copy of Love by the Numbers, first of all, go to Amazon because you know you want it, or enter to win. Go to my Facebook page, click like, click the sweepstakes page on the left-hand column, and we have three copies that we're going to be giving away. We're going to be doing readings all this hour with Glynis. Again, our number is 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. I see a ton of instant feedback questions. I'm going to get to it. My guest today, Glynis McCants. This is Dougal Fraser. We'll be right back.
Do you feel trapped by your own bad habits? Are you still eating the wrong foods or smoking? Or just trapped in self-destructive thinking? If so, help is available at StephanieRisley.com. Let certified hypnotherapist Stephanie Risley reprogram your brain. Her Power Tools of Transformation CD series can help you take control of your life. Call 323-933-4377 or go to StephanieRisley.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
Hi, guys. It's me, Psychic Dougal Fraser, and joining me is Colette Baron-Reed. Colette, do you want to tell them the news?
You bet I do. Next April, I've asked Dougal and psychic Dr. Carmen Hara to host a Caribbean cruise with me.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. You guys, on April 21st, 2012, we will set sail from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, on a seven-night journey through the Western Caribbean. Where are we going, Colette?
We're going to all the best beaches, Princess Keys in the Bahamas, Curacao, Aruba. And when you're not enjoying the sun, there'll be readings, lectures and classes taught by all of us.
Guys, you really don't want to miss out on this opportunity. So if you want to get more information about our Caribbean cruise, Psychics on the Sea, go to ColetteBaronReed.com or DougalFraser.com. Click on our appearances or events page and you can find out how to join. Colette, I will see you on the Lido deck.
You betcha.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Hey, everybody. David, your songs always make me giggle. Welcome back to the Dougal Fraser Show. My amazing guest today, who we cannot stop talking during the break because she is fantastic, Glynis McCants. Glynis also has a show on one of our affiliates, CBS New Sky Radio. It's Fridays at 5, I believe, right?
Well, actually, it's 4 to 5 Pacific time.
Pacific time.
So
okay.
It's 7 to 8 Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah, Glynis has your number. So if you can't get through today because the phone is ringing off the hook, as it should be, 1-800-930-2819. And if you're at work and you're dying to get a reading, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com, click the instant feedback button, and I swear I will read one today. So we're going to go straight to a caller right now. We've got Debbie in Seattle. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you all. It's going to be a great year, right?
It is going to be a good year. Give us your birthday for Glynis.
November 21st, 1957.
Okay, Debbie, hold on one sec. Now, in your case, you know, let's be honest. This is a new year, mm-hmm. and I'm going to define what the year 2012 means. I want to talk about that. But for a moment, Debbie, obviously, a new year is better for some mm-hmm. and sometimes a lesson for others. In your case, Debbie, you're going into a cycle of one, which means getting into the driver's seat of your life. It's full speed ahead for you. So you're darn straight. It's a great year for you.
good.
Yeah. So that's what you got to do. You got to say, okay, what are my goals? Like, wherever in your life you feel like you've taken the back seat, not this year. Not this year. It's like, no, I'm going to find ways to be in charge physically, mentally, spiritually, all of it. You were born on a 3-day. Again, 3 represents communication. It tells me you have a sense of humor. Like, that's what saves you, correct?
Yes, exactly. Yep,
if you find ways to laugh, that's what saves you. Now, what's interesting, you're a 9 life path. 9s have to overcome old issues with the original family. Mm. Like, you just have to overcome that stuff so you can be in the moment and be happy. You have a 5 attitude, which means no matter how peaceful you want your life to be, every time you turn around, there's a new drama, something you have to deal with. I know. And that's what I meant about this year. You can take your power back and say, you know what? I'm not going to fall into the trap. Those people who take advantage of me, because you're also a national counselor, it's easy for you to get advice. You can pick and choose more wisely for you this year.
Wow. And that number 5, what is that?
That's your attitude number. You take it from the month of day. You were born 11/21, correct?
Right.
1 + 1 + 2 + 1 = 5. So your attitude number is 5. Yes.
Okay.
All right. Thanks
for calling. Thanks for calling, Debbie. Okay, so we have a good instant feedback question, and I'm curious if you can do this. So Susie from Dallas, Texas, her date of birth is 3/10/1945. Her question is, will it be a good idea for me to have plastic surgery and laser skin resurfacing this year? And before you answer, Susie, I'm addicted to the show Mob Wives. It's a terrible thing. And last night, one of them had total plastic surgery.
Full body.
And you should watch that episode, A, for the drama, and B, just to see that segment, because it was terrible. Can you answer that question?
Well, of course I can.
You can't? How?
Of course, because I look at the numbers, I can tell her what cycle she's in. Let's say she's in a cycle of 5. I say, don't you dare.
Why?
Surgeries tend to go bad in cycles of 5.
Really?
She's a cycle of 8. That's the year where you can be a victim. You don't want to do a surgery in the year of 8.
Okay.
Now, the first thing I want to say, though, Susie.
Thank you.
Pull yourself together, for God's sakes.
Oh, my God.
Love yourself more.
Applause for Glenn.
I can't stand to think you're going to mess with yourself. Look.
Right.
There's one of my favorite products out there. It's Trivectin. Mm. And Trivectin, it's like $135. It's not cheap, but man, it's awesome for your skin. I know you're feeling critical of yourself, but I want you to at least go get that first. Trivectin, it's at like Macy's. It says it's for stretch marks. Like this is a funny story. It was for stretch marks, and some lovely people kept putting it on their face, and their wrinkles were going away. So I'm just saying, Susie, saturate your face with that. Increase your water. Go with distilled water. If you can go 100 ounces a day, you will see transformation in your skin. It's so good for you. And start exercising. Before you do anything else, please love yourself more. There's a glow in you. And once you do surgery, it does look like, hey, she looks good. She got work done. You know, it's very obvious that you did that. And when I look at your numerology, you're ultimately a 5. 5 is like the celebration of life. Travel. Go places. You know, I think your soul is miserable. I think you're bummed. It's like, gosh darn it, I want a new beginning. But you can do that in many ways.
Right.
And then ultimately, in answer to the question, you are in a cycle of 9. 9 is an okay cycle for surgery. But I'm not kidding. You obviously know how I feel. Those are my thoughts.
I love that. Absolutely love that. Because I think people who want plastic surgery, it's about a self-confidence thing. And a lot of time, it's about boredom.
Of course they
are.
And
there are so many different ways energetically that you can reinvent yourself.
But also, it's like, let's redo things. And, you know, there's a wonderful book called The 6-Day Body Makeover, where you literally, it's so healthy. The food's all good. Chicken, squash, spinach. But you drop a size in a week. I'd like to see Susie do stuff like that first
to go, wow,
I actually have more power in my life than I think.
I agree with you.
Surgery has to be the last resort.
I agree with you. But Susie, we adore you. Thank you for the question. We're going to go straight to another caller. We have Marjorie in Washington. She loves Glynis, and of course she does. Good morning, Marjorie.
Good morning. Hi, Dougal. Hi, Glynis.
Hello.
So what's your birthday, Marjorie?
It is May 14th, 58.
I'm May 13th. We're twins. All right, so we're not fraternal.
That was hysterical, because here's the deal, Marjorie. Here's what matters most. When you take your full date of birth and reduce it to one digit, obviously, Dougal, you guys weren't born the same year either. However, comma, you are both 6 life paths. So
thank you, Glynis.
You are similar creatures. And now let's just go to that for a second. Marjorie, how much does your home matter to you, like the surroundings in the house?
Well, it's a mess.
That's you being critical of it. But, okay, let's say it was cleaned up and looked the way you wanted. How happy would you be?
Marjorie?
Is she there?
Yeah, well, I'm thinking. I don't know.
Okay,
you know,
so what?
Don't pay attention to it.
Okay, you want to know what she's doing? Mm. She's born on a 5 day and a one, which she should wear a shirt that says anywhere but here.
Right.
So honestly, so here she's ultimately a six, and I'm telling you, Marjorie, P.S., clean that house.
Well, all you know what's interesting, too, and I have to say this because we're both sixes, Marjorie. For me, I need people to come over when it looks like I'm ready for an Architectural Digest shoot. And this tends to bother people that I need it to be, like, perfect.
Right,
and I have to let go of that.
But that's not her.
Right.
Here's why.
Okay.
She's ultimately six, again, so home. But she's got the five and the one, and those are movement numbers. This is where you guys are different.
Okay.
So I'm saying, ultimately, you're the same. And by the way, I have to ask, did you have kids or not?
No.
Aha! So you're living in your five, woman. You love your freedom. You, when you feel controlled, you cannot breathe. You know when someone tries to be too controlling or try to run your life? Not comfortable for you.
Yeah.
Okay, cycle-wise, though, you just went into a personal year of six. And because you're a six life path, it's actually a great year to look at new jobs, possible new relationships. It's a good time to sign contracts. But be careful. Read the fine print. Make sure you know what you're signing, okay?
Thanks for the call, Marjorie.
How fun.
How fun.
But you see what I'm saying? Here's her life path the same as yours, which means you guys would get along.
Right.
But her five and a one makes her so different.
So that's how you kind of tweak it.
Well, that's the difference in numerology. But I'm always fascinated when they choose to live on the day, like the energy that is the day you're born and your attitude versus your life path.
So question. We're in that phase of our life where every friend we know is having a child. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious, if you or someone is going to have a C-section, do you think they should plan it according to the number
Absolutely.
Or let it organically come up?
No. Oh, how does one do something organic when it's a C-section?
Well, that's what I want to know. I mean,
no,
is the universe
always,
that powerful?
No, you should pick the date. If you have control over vibration for your child, more power to you.
Okay.
You know, Lisa Gibbons, in my first book, Lena Says Your Number, I helped her name her baby, mm-hmm. Nathan, at mm-hmm. the time he was a baby. He was in her stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And I defined exactly who he'd be by his name.
Mm-hmm.
And the name is secondary to your birth date. But I just love her so much. I said, Lisa, if that baby was born on a 3 day, it'd be ideal. She gave birth to the baby on a 3 day. So leave it to Lisa. And this has to be in labor for like 50 hours.
Right.
She finally, boom.
When she says she's going to do it.
Yeah, it happened. And it was a double three. So anyway, she said, Glynis, to this day, everything you said he'd be, he is.
Mm.
So if you have the option with a C-section, I help people pick dates all the time. Yes, pick a date that's compatible to you so that it's an instant connection with the baby.
I hear you do it with homes, too. I heard on your
yes.
show a caller had called in, and I didn't completely understand it. You did the numbers of the home, and then you said I'd put some sixes up
well,
or something like that.
It. You can
so,
alter it.
I mean, legally, I can't. My
no,
address
no,
is 5801.
Right, okay, but wait, let's look at that. 5801. Oh, so you're living in a house of five, which actually means never a dull moment. So
no.
Even though you're in that house, it's always really busy.
Yes.
You know, nonstop. To be honest with you, you should put the number one on the inside of the door.
Okay.
That's the door that people come through because 5 + 1 is six.
Six.
And it goes back to you and your guy's energy. And in a way, it'd be even better. It'd be
so
even better.
I just go to Home Depot
yeah.
or Lowe's or what have
yes.
you, and I put a one
yes.
on the back of the door. Should it be visible for people?
Well, it's not for them. It's for you.
For you. So I know. That's for Aunt Melissa Etheridge's show.
I'm like, huh? I mean, we
it's
got
like
lights
stroke.
Flashing.
Woo!
Like, am
Woo!
I hallucinating?
It's like a gay
is
bar.
Is there something in this coffee? Anyway, if you look at the number one,
yeah.
the door that most people come through, like the majority of people, you put it at the top. They don't have to notice
no one's
it.
Notice
it's just
it, right.
a change of energy.
Okay, right.
Like we did that for my home. I'll give you an example. I lived in a house of seven.
Okay.
5, 5, 6, and 7. Well, seven, not only is it a challenge to me, but it's considered the home of the loner. Well, we were newlywed, and I swear, if my husband was not next to me in the house, I couldn't feel his energy.
Mm.
That's not good. So I altered it. I put the four on the inside of the door. Seven plus four is 11. 1 + 1 is 2. 2 promotes partnership. Within days, anywhere he was, I could feel him. I never feel alone in that house.
I'm totally buying a one. I'm
yeah.
totally buying a one.
It'll
guys,
help.
Don't forget her new book, Love by the Numbers. You've got to get it on Amazon today. Or if you want to register for our free sweepstakes, go to the Facebook page, click like. If you already like it, just go to the left-hand column, click sweepstakes, and we will hopefully pick a winner next week. Should we go to another call?
Can
sure.
I say quickly,
yeah,
though, I have a website?
Yes, please. Yeah.
My website's numberslady.com, www.numberslady.com. If they want to look up their life path number or their attitude, it's available right there.
Yeah, and don't forget our show is every Friday on
yes.
New Sky Radio.
Yes.
Okay, let's go to our next caller. We have Charles in Toronto, Canada. We love Canada. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning, Google. Glynis, thanks for taking my call.
What's your birthday?
It's 28 September 1960.
Okay. 1128. Charles, because you have double one in your birth numbers, that does promote an inner voice that says, no matter how good, not good enough. And what I mean by that is you could do a great job and one thing goes wrong and you sort of beat yourself up over it. You know, you can't quite let it go. Does that make sense to you?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. So what you just have to learn, like, I mean, I'm an affirmation person. I believe in those more than anything else. And I do have an affirmation CD on my website, numberstudy.com, called Healing by the Numbers. And what it does is when we have a negative side to the numerology of our birth numbers, we can flip it to the positive. The other thing I'd say about you, since you're ultimately an eight life path, as I said earlier to David, but especially true for you, you don't mind working hard, but you need your financial security. You know, if you can't pay bills and things won't be handled, you are hugely stressed by that, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's the situation I'm in right now.
Okay, so tell me about that. First of all, you're going into a great cycle. I should tell you that part first. You're going into a cycle of six. So if I were to tell you that last year you were in the cycle of five, it was like being in a tsunami and trying to swim. That's what you were doing, Charles. It was like crazy. It didn't quite ever go your way. It moved very quickly. You may have had a good idea on Monday, and suddenly it was Friday, and it never happened. This year, you get your power back. It's the cycle of six. If you think about, you know, let's say, like the Wizard of Oz, it was black and white. She woke up in living color. You're now in color again, Charles. This is your year of opportunity. However, comma, you do have to do money affirmations because that's your lesson. You need to believe that there's financial prosperity. I'm going to tell you my favorite affirmation real quick. Abundance is my divine right. Mm. I'm healthy, wealthy, and loved. Abundance is my divine right. I'm healthy, wealthy, and loved. Charles, if you do that daily, 15 minutes a day, you will flip the financial side of your life, I promise.
Charles, thanks for the call. Good luck, and I love this colorful year for you. You also have a CD on how to manifest financial security. So for all this good stuff, go to numberslady.com. Guys, I'm Dougal Fraser. My guest today, the amazing Glynis McCants. This hour is flying by. We're going to take a quick break. Stay with us.
Why do I feel like this?
Hi, guys. It's me, Psychic Dougal Fraser, and joining me is Colette Baron-Reed. Colette, do you want to tell them the news?
You bet I do. Next April, I've asked Dougal and psychic Dr. Carmen Hara to host a Caribbean cruise with me.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. You guys, on April 21st, 2012, we will set sail from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, on a seven-night journey through the Western Caribbean. Where are we going, Colette?
We're going to all the best beaches, Princess Keys in the Bahamas, Curacao, Aruba, and when you're not enjoying the sun, there'll be readings, lectures, and classes taught by all of us.
Guys, you really don't want to miss out on this opportunity, so if you want to get more information about our Caribbean cruise, Psychics on the Sea, go to ColetteBaronReed.com or DougalFraser.com. Click on our appearances or events page and you can find out how to join. Colette, I will see you on the Lido deck.
You betcha.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staup is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staup can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Do you feel
still trapped by your own bad habits? Are you still eating the wrong foods or smoking? Or just trapped in self-destructive thinking? If so, help is available at StephanieRisley.com. Let certified hypnotherapist Stephanie Risley reprogram your brain. Her Power Tools of Transformation CD series can help you take control of your life. Call 323-933-4377 or go to StephanieRisley.com.
If you or anyone you love has a degenerative or bulging disc, you need to know the doctors at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. For bulging discs of the back and neck, they use the DRX-9000 spinal decompression machine. It gently creates negative pressure on the specific degenerated disc that allows the body to naturally repair itself. No drugs and no surgery. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net to learn more about spinal decompression at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is Dougal Fraser. My guest today, of course, the amazing Glynis McCants. Get her book, Love by the Numbers, on Amazon.com. I swear we need a camera during the commercial break because we giggle. The truth is we gossip.
And how could we not?
That's the tagline of my show, From Gurus to Gossip. So we just have to cover it all. Guys, if you want to give us a call, don't forget, this month, Glynis is going to be on Dr. Phil, which, of course, I'm dying to see. Because if anyone's going to give Dr. Phil a little taste of his own medicine,
yeah,
I think it would be you.
No, it was really fun.
And it's estimated to be on January 10th?
Right. Okay. We've been told tentatively it's January 10th, so I believe that is. So make a note of it. But if not, keep your eyes peeled, because it's definitely this month. Because we're talking about what's in store for the new year, so it has to be January.
And guys, Glynis is doing a teleseminar on January the 18th. How can people sign up for that, and what is it?
Well, that's fun. You go to numberslady.com. It's affiliated with Hay House, whom I adore. Mm-hmm. And what it is, it's going to be a two-hour workshop where we really focus. We hone in on that personal year cycle. Instead of these quick examples I'm doing, it's very thorough. Mm-hmm. I also do a brief recap of 2011, what's in store for 2012. So again, numberslady.com, you'll see the link. Just click on it. For the Hay House Teleseminar.
Good stuff. Let's go straight to the phones. We have Austin in Seattle. Good morning, Austin.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great.
How are you guys?
Good, thanks. What's your birthday?
10/16/1966.
All right. So you're a 7/3. Austin, when I see someone who's born on a 7-day with a 3 life path, I just want to say that people assume they know who you are and they have no clue. How often do you feel that way?
Quite a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it's like they have these judgments about you or opinions about you, and you're like, that's not me at all. Now, why would that be the case? Because when you're born on a 7-day, the 7 actually has a loner quality, like you just got to be by yourself sometimes. Yet behind it is your 3 life path, which is very social. So you kind of go back and forth with that, don't you?
Yep, I do.
Yeah, yeah. And then your attitude number is 8. Well, when you have an 8 attitude, it also means you can be very direct. And I actually want to say to you that the truth is an art form. You can tell the truth, but you got to still choose your words carefully. Otherwise, you just say it. And then when that person's in shock, you're like, what? All I did was tell you the truth.
Very true.
Okay, so just to say, personal year cycle, you're going into a cycle of 4. 4 always means looking at the security in your life, like what's going on with your home, your environment, your money. It also means if there's something you feel you don't know, it's time to pick up a book or take a class to improve your mind. Because any knowledge you learn in the cycle of 4, you never forget, and it always improves the quality of your life.
All right, great. Thanks, Austin. Thanks for the call. We're going to go straight to another call. We want to get in as many people as possible. We've got Carol in Washington. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning.
What's your date of birth?
8/21/47.
Did you say 47?
I did.
Well, honey, you know you do not look your age. You've got a great look about you. I am so on to you, Carol.
2 snaps.
You just
around
can't
the world.
Fool me, sugar bear. You are adorable. You're just one of those people. First of all, you're very much in tune to the little kid inside you. Like, that little girl is alive and well. So I would say as each year passes, you're like, whatever. it has nothing to do with me. But here, that's why I like numerology, because these are your real numbers. You are really a 5 life path. You were really born on a 3-day. Okay, so 3s and 5s are charismatic. They're lights, but they're also natural detectives. If someone lies to you, Carol, I feel sorry for them, because you're going to find out what really happened.
Yep.
That's your gift. Then you have a 2 attitude. 2 means naturally psychic, meaning when you go with that gut instinct, it does not fail you. And you can meet someone and say, oh, I like this person. Or you meet someone and say, okay, I don't like that person. You feel it really fast. Correct?
That's true. Absolutely.
Uh-huh. And then born on a 3-day, which, by the way, Dougal, clearly you're attracting people born on 3 days. But 3 always means a communication, expressing yourself. You know, you're a light energy. Like, you're so optimistic. And when someone comes in like a black cloud, you have to let those people go, Carol, because you're very affected by them, more than you want to be.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't want to be. But you know what? Here's what I say. The number 2 is my favorite number in numerology because it tells me no matter how tough you try to be, your heart is mush. You got a huge heart. Yeah. All right. So cycle-wise, you're in a cycle of 7. So the message is let go and let God. Every time you try to control it, don't bother. Just surrender. Say, okay, what do you want from me? And if you do that, this year will be amazing for you.
All right.
You'll get a lot of payoffs.
All right, Carol, thanks for the call. Let go and let God. We're going to do one more instant feedback question. We've got Joanne, whose date of birth is 7/29/1947. Her question is there a career in my future? I'm widowed 10 years. Is there a partner in my future? Joanne. Will my Lyme disease and hypothyroidism result? Joanne, we can't answer all of them. I say we focus on health.
All right. Her name's Joanne, huh?
Yeah.
Wait, I just have to breathe after. I mean, you just dropped a lot of bombs on me there, Dougal. I'm like,
what should she get at the grocery store? Should she get a dog or a cat? Should she move to Florida?
Joanne? All right, Joanne, let's talk about the good news first, shall we? You know, you were born on a 2-day. You're a 3 life path. Those numbers are very sweet. They're gentle.
It's another 3.
Yeah, that's what I said. What happens is, what we don't deal with mentally will eventually attack us physically. Mm. So this physical attack comes from, you've probably been nothing but a giver throughout your life and no one gave back. And finally, you just got depleted. Now you're sick and it's like people have to help you, but because you're sick. So we got to get you out of that mindset. You are in a year of 5 now for you personally. 5 means movement, progress. It's a good energy for you. Like, I could see some healing happen. I'm asking you to look into homeopathic remedies. Don't go to a regular doctor. It's not worth your time. Talk to somebody who is like homeopathic, who specializes in Lyme's disease, because I do know some people have been through that too, and they've overcome a lot of those symptoms though.
Yeah.
So yes, this year could be much better for you for your health.
I love that. Guys, I also want to mention, you know, I always talked when I was younger and I'd get my report card. The big complaint was Dougal talks too much. And apparently that is paying off. So tomorrow we launch the second day of the Dougal Fraser Show. You know, you like that, Benny?
Yes.
Every day my mother would be like, stop talking in class. And I would say, it's going to pay off someday. So according to, it's not working. So tomorrow you can hear me at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on CBS New Sky Radio. Of course, we're always on today on Tuesdays as well. So it's 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I got a lot to cover tomorrow. It's good stuff. Our guest today has been Glynis McCants, the author of her new book, Love by the Numbers. Glynis, you're fantastic.
Thank you.
I mean, seriously, like nothing pleases me more. You know, a lot of people call into the show or come to like my workshops and they're nervous as a psychic to claim the energy they're feeling and what they're getting. And what I love with you is I feel it like this passion. You are excited about it. You run with it. You go with it. I mean, it really is what you're supposed to do.
It's also the core of who I am.
Yeah.
My mom once said to me, why do you never say, is that true for you? I said, oh, that's cute. Like, I'm questioning myself the day I wonder if it's true for them.
Yeah.
But, you know, but I'm also very spiritual. I have tremendous faith in God.
So yeah.
To me, I am the vehicle.
Right.
I say, hey, let it come through me. And that's how it works.
I love it. Guys, so if you want to get more information on Glynis's work, please go to thenumberslady.com.
It's actually not the, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. Numbers Lady.
Someone stole that.
It's just
numberslady.com. There's an accountant who got the numbers.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we'll take her to court. No, I'm just kidding.
I wish.
Show her a number or two. You can also find her on Twitter and on Facebook. And again, Glynis's show is on Fridays at...
From 4 to 5 Pacific time, 7 to 8 Eastern Standard Time. And if they go to numberslady.com, everything's laid out for them.
Cool.
They can check it out.
I'm calling her the Diva of Digits. She's definitely coming back. This was super fun. Guys, it's 2012. I hope you've set your intention. It's going to be an amazing year. Don't listen to all that doomsday stuff.
No, it's a good year. It's a very powerful, passionate, exciting year.
Right. So, guys, we've had a wonderful show. Benny, I feel like we hardly got to connect. Next week, oh my God, we're having Benny's girlfriend on.
Woohoo!
We're going to get all the gossip.
Juicy,
I'm going
juicy,
to grill
juicy.
Her. Does he snore? Does he make the bed? I want to know it all.
Wow.
Are you nervous? Are you nervous?
Those are some details right there. Make the bed, snoring.
What do you think? I'm going to let you get away with it easily? There's no freaking way.
Yeah, this is true.
I'm going for it. Guys, it's been a great show today. Don't forget, if you didn't miss everything, if you didn't get everything, go to DougalFraser.com and you can listen to the archive show. I will talk to you tomorrow and next week. Have a great day.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.